We begin today, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Mem Dalad, Siv Zayin. Talmid Chacham of Zalzel B'Mitzvahs. A Talmid Chacham who doesn't properly perform the mitzvahs, Ve'en by Yerushimayim, and is lacking Yerushimayim Harayka Kal Shabbat Tzibur, where there's no obligation to show him that special covet. And somebody who doesn't show respect to Talmid Chachamim, even if those Talmid Chachamim are not equal in stature to him, is also considered like a Kal Shibbet Zibra, is considered, doesn't have that special category of being a Talmud Chacham. Sif Ches, Koyim Yisrael Shem Shavim Chacham. If you have a Koyim and Yisrael who are equal in being Talmud Chachamim, Mitzvah Seif in the Torah like them as a Koyim. It's a Mitzvah Seif in the Torah to give preference to the Koyim. Shnemar, V'kidashtoi, the Pasuk says V'kidashtoi, V'dosher Rabbeinu Seinu Zichrono L'Vrachel Chol Dovash Shekedusha. In any area of Kedusha, K'loim B'chol Dovash Shir Godel, in any situation that we show that he is greater, Hu Mekudosh, he's considered of a higher stature, L'yis Rishon L'Kriyas HaTorah, he should be the first to be get an Aliyah, Olias Rosh HaMadabim B'chol Kibbutz Am, when there's a gathering, he should be the first to speak, Ladaber or Lidrish Tchila. The mitzvah of Kedashtoi is to show that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed honor to the Kohanim, so every time we show honor to the Kohanim, we're really showing honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the halacha that we follow is that a Kohen, even if he's Amoritz, takes precedent to a Talmud Chacham. The question, of course, is that we don't necessarily see this, that nowadays that we show this level of respect to Kohanim. So one reason the Magen Avraham suggests is because the Kohanim that we have nowadays are not Kohanim without any question. There are only Kohanim that we assume are Kohanim. They don't have that direct, perfect yichus. And moreover, the Paiskim suggests, it seems the Mishnah Berurah seems like to say like this, that when somebody comes to someone's simcha, where there's a balabas, you come to someone's house, you come to someone's party, the one that's really in control, and this his party is the one that's the host. And therefore, when the halacha says the kohen comes first, it's by something that belongs to the tzibur, not when something belongs to specific. Host. V'chem yeshiva yidab b'roish, in the yeshiva he should be the first one to speak. V'chem besudu kain l'var ha-maitzi, he's the first one to make ha-maitzi, or brechas ha-mazon, or litan le'mona yofa b'tchil l'chol ha-masubim, he's the first to be served. Elm ken yesh yisrael golman b'chachma, unless there's somebody great in chachma, oz yitna l'chachma mona yofa tchila. Moreover, the Paiskim suggest that even though we're supposed to show the Kohanim disrespect, it's perhaps only in a situation where there's a number of Kohanim, one Kohen should be shown this level of covet. It doesn't have to be all the Kohanim. Avak Shein Chalik is a Shutvitz M'chaver Yisrael, but if a Kohen is a partner with Yisrael and they're dividing whatever they're dividing, Ein Etzarach Litan L'Chalik Ayofa, then a Kohen doesn't have a claim to get first. Shein's a derech kavod. When you're dissolving a partnership, there's no point of kavod. Sheit nechelik yofa that the kohen should get the first portion. Shekala nois ena bechelik yofa. And in general, the kitzur shulchan aruch says somebody who's anxious always to get the best ena roisim and bracha l'olam, that's not the way to see bracha. But makom shein kohen, in a place where there is no kohen, toiv lahagdam levi b'yisra b'chaleilu, that's appropriate to give the Levi the first honor, and Mem Shavim B'chachma, again, if the Levi and the Yisrael are equal in stature. Siftes, also L'shtamsh B'koyin, we may not use a koyin afilu b'zman hazem, and this halach applies even by a koyin who is a balmum, unfortunately, or a cotton. The Paiskim debate, what is going to be the halacha between one kohen and another kohen. Is this only a halacha how a Yisrael has to treat a kohen, or does this also apply one Yisrael, one kohen to another kohen? It's somebody who doesn't treat the kohen properly, uses him in a way that the halacha doesn't approve. And therefore, even though nowadays she'en lanu karbonos, well, unfortunately we don't have karbonos, but kedushasu oimid, the kohen still has his level of kedusha. From kohen who meichel kvaydai, however, if the kohen forgives his honor, then it's mutter. Kekuna shalahi, the kohuna belongs to this individual. V'yachal limchel kvaydai, he could forgive his honor, ulitein reshus to Yisrael l'shtamishpa, and give Yisrael the right to use that kahuna. Mekoshke and Shochel Lachel Kavli Yisrael. Certainly, a kohen can give cover to Yisrael. Like Dimai, if he feels it's appropriate, like Dimai Bedvarim and the Marmal Ale, to give him first rights in the things that we mention. However, the Paiskim do point out that even though we just learned that the kohen is allowed to give up his honor, that still doesn't give us a right to treat a kohen with anything, to treat the kohen in a degrading fashion. However, the Paiskim do discuss what happens if a kohen takes a job. And the job that the kohen takes entails things that aren't covered. Would that be permissible? Most in the Paiskim say it's technically permissible, but it would be appropriate that a kohen should not take such a position. Simen Kuf Mem Hei, Hilchas Ishus, Sif Aleph, Chayev Kol Adam Lisa Isha, Kedei Lifras Arbois, everybody should get married in order to have children. It begins when a person is 18. A person should certainly get married by 20. Unless he's a person that's learning Torah with great diligence. And then if he's concerned to get married, that will prevent him from being able to learn properly. Then mutaloy l'sacher. Then under those circumstances, he may delay. But again, u'kishen yitzchem skabalov, where there is no concern that he's going to be thinking what he's not supposed to be thinking. Sif beis kim chayla ben abbas. Once somebody has a boy and a girl, kiyam mitzvah peririvya. He has fulfilled the mitzvah peririvya. V'ushloy ben soris. But that's only in a situation that the son is not a person who can't have children. Or Abbas Islands, the daughter is a person who can't have children. If somebody had a son and a daughter, and unfortunately they passed away, but if they left children, then he has still fulfilled the mitzvah peririvya. However, when is that said? There's a boy and a girl, the Nodum and Aban and Abbas, that were born both from the son and the daughter. Afabi Shabinoy Hail Abbas, and it doesn't make a difference if it's his son who had the daughter, Ubita Yal the Ben, and it's his daughter who had the son, Hail Uboy Mibnoy Ubitai. Since this grandson and granddaughter are coming directly from his son and daughter, with that he Kiyam Mitzvah Pir Rivia, he fulfilled the Mitzvah Pir Rivia. But if unfortunately one of his two children did not have children, even though the other child had many children, but it's only one of his children who had children, then loikim hamitzvah. Even if somebody has fulfilled the mitzvah per rivia, also loilamed b'laisha, he should not remain without a wife. He should try to marry a woman that is able to have children. Because as the Gemara Masech Yevamos teaches us, Hashari b'laisha, somebody who doesn't have a wife, Shari b'laisimcha, he doesn't have joy in his life, b'laibrocha, he doesn't have brocha in his life, b'laitayvi, he doesn't have good in his life, b'laitayra, he can't learn Torah properly, b'laichayim, he doesn't have a wife to protect him, b'lai shalom. And the reason to marry, even though he's had children already, the reason he should still marry a woman who could have children, because the Pasuk says, "Babayk zara zaracha ularav talnach yadecha." You should, even if you already had children and you were mekayim the mitzvah or per rivia, you should still have more children. We have no way of knowing which of the children will end up being the child that will have the most success. But if this person understands then he can no longer have children. Then he should marry a woman that also can't have children. Or if he has many children already, Baruch Hashem. If now he's going to marry a woman who could have children and will have children, he could bring a lot of discord into the family. So then he can marry a woman who can't have children. But he shouldn't remain without a wife just because of these concerns. There's no right for him not to get married. If somebody got married, and they were together for 10 years without her having children, they should get divorced. However, there are many details to this halacha. The woman does not have the obligation of peri rivia. However, she should still not remain without a husband. The people should not accuse her that she's acting inappropriately. Everybody should try to get married to a woman, a fine woman, from a nice family. The three defining marks of what makes somebody Yisrael, Bashanim, the people who are embarrassed, Rachmanim, they have mercy on other people, Gaim Lechsodim, they do chesed, they do favors to other people. If somebody doesn't have these character traits, then one should not marry to them. The halacha is that if somebody has at least one of these simonim, then they're already acceptable. However, still, Reb Chaim Palagi says that when looking for a mate, one should try to find somebody who excels in all three of these characteristics.